This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 9th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while Jesus was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Suddenly, Peter, John, and James saw two men,
Moses and Elijah, talking to Jesus. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus appeared in glory and were speaking about Jesus' exodus, which he was about to fulfill in Jerusalem. Now, Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but as they awoke, they saw Jesus' glory and the two men who stood with him. And just as Moses and Elijah were leaving Jesus, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us set up 3 tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not realizing what he was saying. And while Peter was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and Peter, James, and John kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. On the next day, when they had come down from the mountain, a great crowd met Jesus. Just then, a man from the crowd shouted, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son. He is my only child." Suddenly, a spirit seizes him, and all at once he shrieks. It convulses him until he foams at the mouth and mauls him and will scarcely leave him. "I begged your disciples to cast it out, but they could not." Jesus answered, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you and put up with you? Bring your son here." While the boy was being brought forward, the demon dashed him to the ground in convulsions. But Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit, healed the boy, and gave him back to his father. And all were astounded at the greatness of God. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. This is an excerpt from one of the poems from the book that we are using for our Lenten devotional, "Remind Me Again." And the poem is entitled, "Good and Worthy of Love." Your worth is never an effort, nor earned, but adorned. When you were born, it was inherent and apparent from the womb when you were formed. Perhaps this is something that you've never been told or never felt. But I am here to help you tell yourself until you feel it in every cell of yourself. And although this truth is the most beautiful truth I can ever give you, it is true not because I wrote it, but because it's written within you. You are immeasurably lovable, every single inch of you. You have an intricate system dedicated to defending you. Every softened edge and scar is hard won. You may not believe in miracles, but I'm here to tell you, you are one. Will you stop looking for excuses not to be loved? Because if this doesn't speak of an infinite loving intent, then I don't know what does. There is beauty in your body, for it is divine, sacred, and godly. Will you listen to its gentle whispers so it needn't shout so loudly? You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good, and you are more than enough. You are good and worthy of love. I wonder if these are the words that God spoke to Moses. The first time that Moses returned to God after having to wear a veil with his people. You see, Moses had an experience that transformed him. He went up Mount Sinai to be in the presence of God. And there, Moses looked upon the back of God, for the face of God would have been too much for him to bear. There, Moses worshiped God, and he spoke the name, I am. He spoke the name Yahweh, the Lord. There, God gave to Moses the Ten Commandments to guide the people into loving relationship with God, with one another, with all creation. On Mount Sinai, Moses was in the presence of God, and it changed him. When he descends from the mountain, he learns that the skin of his face shines with the brightness of God, and it is so much that his people cannot bear it. They cannot stand to look upon his face without fear. Fear of his connection to God. Fear of his difference. After Moses gives the people the Ten Commandments, he puts a veil on his face. And the only time he is unveiled with his people is when he shares with them the teachings of God. At every other time, Moses has to wear a veil when he is with his people, with his family, with his friends. There is now a part of Moses, a part of his identity, his experience, that he cannot fully share with the people around him. From now on, Moses has to filter a part of himself in order to be accepted in his community. I mean, imagine what that must have felt like. To experience something as transformational as being in God's presence and then not being able to share that part of yourself with the people around you. Imagine what it must have felt like when his friends and family looked upon him with fear because they could not bear this new part of Moses' identity. Imagine always having to veil, to filter a part of yourself in order to be accepted by the people around you. Imagine having to hide who you are because the people around you choose to fear who you are. From now on, Moses has to filter a part of himself in order to be accepted in his community. And the only one that Moses can truly be himself with is God. Exodus tells us that whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with the Lord, he would take the veil off. Only in the presence of God can Moses be his unfiltered self. Only in the presence of God can Moses be his authentic self without fear. Only in the presence of God is Moses fully accepted for who he is now. I imagine that the first time Moses got to take that veil off in the presence of God, that first time that he could be his unfiltered self, it was like God was saying to him, "You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good, and you are more than enough." My siblings, there are so many of us who feel that we need to wear a veil, that we need to filter who we are in order to be accepted by the people around us. And this experience of always having to hide a part of yourself can be so isolating and scary. For some, the need to wear a veil is a matter of protection, because if they were their full selves, they would not be safe with those around them. For some, the urge to filter a part of themselves, it comes out of a deep fear that if they were fully themselves, they would not be accepted, let alone loved. For some, the need to hide a part of their experience is because that experience was so painful that others cannot bear it, will not bear it. Or the experience was something that others cannot seem to relate to, and therefore will not accept. For some, they veil a part of themselves simply to try to fit in. There are many reasons why we choose to wear a veil, to filter a part of our identities or our experiences. But no matter the reason, the result is the same. There is a loneliness to not being able to be your full self. And in that loneliness, the temptation to believe that you are not good, that you are not worthy of love, that temptation is strong. And the sad truth is that it is not always safe to be our unveiled selves with the people around us. But it is always safe to be your full, unveiled self with God. So, siblings, please hear this good news. You never need to veil or filter or hide a part of yourself with God. You can always be your full, authentic self in the presence of God. Because when God sees you and the fullness of your identity and your experiences, everything that you have been through or will go through, when God sees the fullness of who you are, God says, "You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good and worthy of love. You are good and more than enough. Siblings, hear that good news today and believe it. And hear this calling. Please hear this calling from God to make this community of faith, this house of worship, a place where no one ever feels like they have to wear a veil in order to be safe. Make this a place where no one ever has to hide a part of their identity or their experience in order to be accepted. Make this a place where no one ever has to filter a part of who they are in order to fit in. Make this a place where everyone knows that they are good and worthy of love. Because when we live that way, with love and acceptance, then we will shine with the light of God. And our world, it will be transformed by the presence and the love of Christ. Amen.